When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today, as has been requested by so many of you, we are back on my all-time favorite subreddit, r/entitledparents. Now the title and thumbnail for this one is going to come a little bit later in this episode. Don't worry, it will all become clear as we move on, but this is all one story that I've got for you today. It starts pretty weirdly and then ends unbelievably strangely. Without further ado, sit back, relax, prepare yourselves for this one, especially if you have children. Like and subscribe if you're new to the channel. Let's go. My daughter's father wants to use her as therapy for his wife. I, a 33-year-old woman, am going to preface this by saying my 6-year-old daughter's father, who is 37, I'm going to call him Jeff, has never been my romantic partner. We had a one-night stand. I don't like people calling him my ex, since it makes it seem we had some kind of emotional attachment. He was never involved after I told him I was pregnant and actually wanted me to terminate the pregnancy. But I decided to raise my child alone since I have enough money to raise her without child support. For the whole pregnancy and the first 4 years, Jeff was not in the picture. On my mother's recommendation, I did send him pictures and invited him to special events, but he always replied that he had no interest in my daughter. 2 years ago, he reappeared and began demanding parental rights. When I didn't do what he wanted, he sued and was told no, he was not getting parental rights. He was given the offer to pay child support and then we can revisit giving him actual rights, but he's refused. He has the money, much more than me, but he refuses. I still offered to let him see my daughter in a casual manner, no child support needed, with the agreement that anything legal, medical, or educational would not involve him. He pushed the boundaries and we had a fallout. After that, we didn't hear from him for almost 6 weeks before he called to meet for Christmas. After much discussion, I agreed to bring my daughter over on the condition my daughter's godparents could come. Thus, we went over for Christmas dinner. I also then found out that Jeff is married and had never told his family he had a child. It was great to be judged by a bunch of strangers. It was uncomfortable the whole time. I'm going to use fake names, but let's say my daughter's name is Katie. His wife kept calling my daughter Gabrielle, not the actual name she used, but it was that different to my daughter's name. The wife was also very physical, trying to pick up my daughter and parent her. I would block her or tell her to please let me deal with my child. The whole time she pretty much ignored me, but Katie didn't seem nervous, so I decided to just bide my time. I hit my limit though when my daughter said she needed the bathroom, and this stranger went, "Oh, Gabby, you need potty? Let mummy change you." My daughter hasn't worn diapers in a while now, and she's more than capable of going alone to the bathroom. I immediately told her to stay away from my daughter and that we were leaving. The woman started wailing that I was kidnapping her baby girl and tried to lunge at me. Her in-laws got in the middle and held her, consoling her, saying that we weren't leaving and for her to calm down. Like, she was the victim. At that point, I just glared at Jeff and told him he better explain or I'd be calling the police. He asked to speak to me in private in another room and that I could just leave my daughter with his parents. No way that was ever happening. Katie's godparents took her with them, despite the wife having a full meltdown. Jeff and I spoke outside and he explained that he and his wife recently lost a daughter. I'm not going to give specific details on that. All I'll say, it was sudden and nobody's fault. And, as I can only imagine, it had caused some psychological issues to his wife. Apparently, he had the brilliant idea that having Katie pass as their lost child would help his wife, without telling me. And that is why he wanted visitation and parental rights. He pleaded for me to leave my daughter with him for a little bit. I asked him what his plan was when his wife heals. His response was disgusting. "Well, I'll just send Katie back with you and it will be just like before." I told him he was insane if he thought I would let him use my daughter like that. What his wife needs is therapy with a professional, not feeding her delusions, and I would not let that woman within miles from my daughter. He told me I was being cruel and didn't know the pain of losing a child. I agreed with him, but reminded Jeff that my priority is not his family, it's my child. What he and his family do to work through their grief has nothing to do with us. I also told him to call his lawyer because I'm making sure he never has contact with my child. So that's what I'm bracing for. He's been blasting my phone since Christmas, but I can easily ignore him. My daughter and I are doing a small travel vacation. Now, OP continues to post this. This isn't an update, just something I feel needs to be said. My daughter is set for life monetarily. She has a trust and I make really good money in my position. If she was 18 right now, I could put her through college without a loan. She doesn't need child support for quality of life. If I could get child support and never worry about her father trying something, I'd be suing him in a heartbeat. But after talking to a lawyer and realizing the risk, I've taken the decision that child support or possible inheritance is not worth my child's safety. Safety is always first. And now another addition from OP, posted on the 6th of January, 2024. Hey everyone, happy new years. This isn't so much a real update as just letting people know that we are home and safe. My daughter is spending the rest of her vacation with her godparents on another trip while I work on things. Just a reminder, this was originally posted on r/entitledparents on the 31st of December at 8:52 p.m. Moving might be something I'll be looking into, though that is a long-term plan considering all it takes. I won't share too many details on what my lawyer is going to be doing, but we're absolutely going to push for a restraining order. I might not post for some time, at least not until things settle. I do appreciate all the support and good advice. I'm taking a lot of it into account as I plan how to move forward. Okay, off the rip, I've just got to say this is just a crazy start to this story. I think, you know, from your exes, I know you don't like calling him exes, but I'm going to refer to him as ex. I'll call him Jeff. How about that? From Jeff's perspective, he is the one I think that's most in the wrong here, because I can kind of understand from his girlfriend or his wife now's point of view that she is probably just in a terrible, terrible spot. I mean, it's a horrible thing to happen. I mean, I'm sure he is as well, to be fair. But for her in particular, I think it's a horrible thing to happen. And she's probably looking for any sort of thing that can make her feel better. Obviously, he should be leading her towards therapy. And she also is partly to blame, of course, as well, because she shouldn't just be trying to, like, in effect, steal someone else's kid. It's very weird. But I do think that Jeff is the one that should be saying, no, look, we can't just take my daughter, who I've had no part in her life, by the way, but yeah, use her for a bit to make you feel better and then send her back to her mum. No, go to therapy. Obviously, that's what you've got to do. But yeah, clearly they're not doing this. However, there are two more updates to come, two more full posts. So let's get into the second one. Hey everyone, I decided to post a last update since I'll be going full silent for a long period. This was posted on January the 11th, 2024. For those that didn't know, I'm right now dealing with my daughter's father and his delusion. He wants to use my daughter as a therapy doll for his wife that recently lost a child. A lot of people were worried for my daughter and me, and I truly appreciate it. We're both safe. She's currently having a great vacation with her godparents, and I'm currently making my own arrangements to move on. My lawyer is working hard on keeping everything in order. I know a cease and desist was his first action, and we're going for no contact. He says we have a solid case, and hopefully this will be resolved relatively fast. And by that, I mean a year or two. Now, we did get a temporary restraining order. It's only until our first court date, but after, it could be extended. I haven't had direct contact with Jeff. He lawyered up too, and tried to send a threat to take full custody. My lawyer laughed at it, since his reasoning was parental alienation. Except, I have proof that I tried for years to have him involved. Apparently, turning in a few emails showing my attempts was enough to get them to change parental alienation to a different reasoning. My lawyer is not worried, in all honesty. For now, I've decided, after much thinking, that moving is going to be necessary. It won't be something I can do on a whim, but I'll be looking into new houses within the month to hopefully move sometime this year. School will remain the same, but we'll be speaking to the admin to make sure only certain people can pick her up. And part of that decision has been to hire a private driver. He's somebody I absolutely trust and has worked for relatives in the past, so I'm very comfortable with the idea, and so is my daughter. Now, I just have to make sure they don't go for fast food every day after school. Things, in all honesty, are not that scary right now. I've got a good lawyer, good evidence, and my little girl is happy and healthy, so I'm just gonna focus on working things little by little. Because of the legal proceedings, I don't think I'll be posting any updates anytime soon. And to those sending me PMs telling me I'm horrible for keeping my daughter from her father, or telling me I shouldn't have had her in the first place, please kindly speak to the void. I'm too busy. I mean, again, I think, like, after this, it's just
even more disgusting and scary. It's good that you seem pretty chilled about this, but oh, it must be terrifying being in this situation and thinking, you know, legally, is there actually a chance that your ex, well, not ex, but, you know, Jeff could have some sort of visitation rights here or try and get his nose in and, you know, with some form of good legal backing, actually be able to see your daughter for a period in a week. I mean, who knows? It must be very scary. Obviously, you sound like you have everything completely under control. You said good lawyer, good evidence, and your girl's happy, which is great. But still, like, the fear must be just overwhelming. Although, to be fair, I don't know. Comment down below. I think OP is handling this unbelievably. Just fair play to OP. What a great mother you seem to be. You're just handling this with so much calmness and just patience, but also just knowing what you need to do. It's very, very impressive when all this is going on around you. But yeah, there is actually one more final post just from a few days ago at the time of recording. So let's get into that and see how this concludes.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But then, on the 17th of February 2024, so a decent while later now, OP posted this. Hey, doing an unexpected update. My lawyer just called me to let me know that Jeff was arrested. I'm not aware what the charges are. Short of being a murder, I'll be realistic, he's probably going to be out as soon as his parents post bail. That said, I have to admit, a petty side of me is rather happy, since depending on the circumstances, it might help in my bid to get a permanent no contact order. My daughter is doing great, by the way. She's been making her list of new school gear she wants for March, when she goes back to school. I've also been talking to my job about a chance to work in another country. We'll see. Thank you everyone that has messaged me by PMs. You guys have great recommendations, and I read them all. I couldn't keep up with all the messages, but the vast amount helped a lot. Okay, so OP lied. There you go. If anything happens directly on my own case, I'll post later on. For now, I have a few months before we go into court again. And now let's get into the final update of this story, posted just 8 days ago. I think now, with this final update, the title and thumbnail of this episode, well, the reasoning behind them will become very clear. My daughter's father sent a priest to harass me. I had no intentions to do a new post, but today absolutely took the cake. To those that don't know, my daughter, who is 6, was born from a one-night stand with Jeff. We were never romantically involved. It was a simple one-night stand, and we did use contraceptives, but they failed. It happens. A few months ago, Jeff went full psycho and tried to convince me to leave my daughter with him so she could serve as a replacement child for his wife, who recently lost their infant daughter. I refused, and right now we're in the middle of some legal issues. Okay, all caught up. Now, for today, I thankfully didn't deal with Jeff. Instead, he sent a priest to harass me at work. I'm going to be very blunt. I am completely detached from religion. I'm not an atheist, just don't really like the idea of the Catholic Church. That is the leading religion in my home country. Yeah, I respect it, and most of my family is Catholic, so I do have a detached respect for church officials. Today, I was doing some paperwork when I got a call about a priest asking for me. I didn't have any meetings scheduled, and a lot of times we get visits from clergy asking for donations or participation in events, so I figured that was it. I told the secretary to let him in, and things at first seemed rather polite. Shake hands, asking how things were, the usual chit-chat. Then the priest began talking about how it had come to his attention that I was a single woman with a child, and that apparently I lived a life of debauchery and hate. His words. I was taken aback and agreed that I was a single mother, but that I didn't see how I lived in debauchery and hate. The priest then went on about how he knew my daughter is prohibited from spending time with her father, and that I'm constantly sleeping around with men instead of living a godly life. How he was worried and thought it would be best I considered giving my daughter a chance to live with a proper family rather than see me sell myself. Now, angry was of course an understatement. I did keep it civil because I'm simply at work and I had no intentions of screaming to a religious man at my workplace, I simply told him that my daughter was fine with me, she lived a safe and happy life, my personal affairs were my own, and that I had no intentions of sending her to another household. I told him that if there was nothing else, he should probably leave, as I had other things to attend to. He then showed his hand, and that's how I know it was Jeff's doing. The priest told me he didn't think my daughter would be a happy child with me, but her father was well respected in his church, and he knew he would raise a proper Christian lady. At that, I laugh and simply say, no. I once again recommended he left, and if he didn't, I would be calling security. He left saying he would try to speak to me again when I'm not being hysterical. I told my secretary and our security not to let him into my office again, and I called my lawyer. I don't have audio, but we do have security feed from him walking into my office. Thank you again to everyone sending well wishes in my previous post. We're still working on that move, but school is back and she's loving it. We still have that temporary restraining order against Jeff and his wife, and school officials know it. So there we go. That is where it gets absolutely mental. Sending a priest to your work to harass you and put the fear of God in you and make you just, I don't know, think, oh my gosh, no, my daughter's not going to grow up to be a great Christian, even though I'm not religious myself. Oh no, I must send her to the man in her life who has never been in her life, literally. Oh, that's right, her father. So weird. I want to know how this works now. Does Jeff pay the priest? Does he say, look, mate, I really need a favor. I know we get on well. Like, I love your prayers. I love your hymns. You're a great singer, actually. Can you do me a little favor? Can you just go to my wife's work? By the way, not my wife, and never been in a relationship with her. Yeah, some random woman who happens to be my daughter's mother. And just tell her that she is horrible and not a good mum, despite the fact that in reality she actually really is. That'd be great. Also, what sort of priest would do that? So bad. What's he saying as well about, like, selling yourself and not being a good mother and not living a godly life, all that rubbish? I mean, it just makes religion look terrible doing stuff like this. But yeah, I mean, surely this is just legally harassment and you have to file some sort of police report against the priest, for one, and then also Jeff for setting this up in the first place. Absolutely insane end to this one. And I hope this is the end. But I mean, I don't know. This was, as I said, just posted 8 days ago. It might not be. I really hope it is, but I'll be keeping my eye on this account to see if there's anything else to come. I hope there isn't, and if there is, it's only positive, but you never know. Again, though, once again, like, I've got to say, how are you able to maintain that level of coolness? I know you're in the office, so you don't want to scream and shout, but still, imagine this happening to you. Put yourself in OP's position, guys. You get approached at work by a priest telling you that you're not a good mother and you need to give up your child. I know for sure that I am not just being calm and reasonable. I'm going livid. I don't care where I am. So once again, fair play, OP. You're clearly a much better person than me and an unbelievable parent. Wow. That is going to do it for this one, guys. What a story. Back on Entitled Parents. Let me know if you enjoyed it. Great story, in my opinion. Comment down below. What should OP do? Continue doing what they're doing? Do something else? Get some more advice? Get some more lawyers involved? Or will she be fine? Let me know, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.